Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Something halfway exciting. Hanukkah's still going on. Hanukkah started last week, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It ends on either the 19th or 20th, depending on how you remember your days. And as typical, mine started out well, and then it turned into disaster, and now we're kind of like a disastrous end of it. And I don't think that's by design. You know, when you get out of the churches and all the paganisms, and you head into the right way of things, doing the things the Father tells us to do, follow His ways, His appointed set times with mankind, His feasts. And I realize Hanukkah isn't one of those, but when Yahushua was walking the earth, they had the festival Feast of Lights going on at the time, and it mentions Him going up to Jerusalem during the Feast of Lights, which is Hanukkah. And so He obviously had a part in embracing that part of the Jewish tradition and culture. And so we do the same because we want to be like Him. And, you know, when you're waking up out of the slumber that the church has put you in, and you start heading into the truth and doing things the right way and the things we're supposed to do, it's not easy. There's nobody holding open a welcome mat and, you know, embracing you and showing you the way to go. I mean, some people head to Jewish temples, and that's not necessarily the route to go either, because if you think the churches have been corrupted, yeah, see what they've done in the temples. And so it's the same thing, corruption everywhere. That's why you just sit at the Father's feet and ask Him to teach you the truth in all things. And so it's not easy, but it's effort. It's effort. And that's all He enjoys, is effort. Effort. He's not a legalistic lawyer and judge standing over us with a baseball bat. But He does enjoy that His people, one, are looking for Him, two, give effort to keeping His times and feasts. He knows we're prisoners on a distressed planet. He knows this. Especially without guidance and leadership. You know, you can't even buy a menorah straight from Jerusalem that's going to work. I've bought them everywhere, from Amazon to the internet to straight from Jerusalem. And they never hold candles. It's obviously why the Jews had oil in their lamps, because candles are unreliable and inefficient, and they just fall out, and they're going to burn your place down. Every year it's the same thing. And these menorahs, you can pay up to $300-$400 for them. They don't have the screw cups in them. So when you go to put the candles in, they just kind of sit down inside of a metal cup. Well, there's nothing to hold it. They just fall over. And they can't blame it on American candles, because you buy Hanukkah candles to go with your Hanukkah menorah, and they don't work together, and it's just frustrating. It's frustrating, folks. I think the best thing was the first year when I didn't have anything, and I just used glasses with little candles in them, added one every day. That was probably the best thing, you know? That was probably the best route to go. And I'm probably going to end up back there for stuck here any longer, because it's so frustrating here. Anyway, so I like the one menorah somebody put together with copper fittings. That looks like it holds candles. So today is the 18th, and from one of my higher level unreliable sources, let's just say that all in one sentence. Higher level, unreliable. We could be seeing some kind of action this week. And interesting that they're going to start banging the drums. What is this hum? Did you guys hear that hum? Maybe this is easier. Do you guys hear that hum? I hear a loud hum. Anyway, on the 21st is the winter solstice. Let me check out the chat. I don't see anybody gabbing about the hum, so it must not be a hum on your end. 21st is the winter solstice, and so all of the Asians and all of the witches
and all these people who follow moon cycles and really get into the solstice kind of thing will be hyped and celebrating on that day. And especially for witches, this kind of thing is huge. So all Satanists everywhere, too, because they're all hand in hand anyway. And so the 21st is the winter solstice. They'll all be out ritualing and doing their stuff. And this produces a great amount of energy for the wicked side, the evil side. And that's why they do it, to produce energy. And so at this time, from December 18th to the 22nd, is when the Earth aligns with the galactic center. And so if you look at it on a map, it kind of looks like a kite, like a some kind of, I like to say triangle. But it's not like equal-sided triangles. It's different, kind of look like it's like a kite. A lot of people celebrating the solstice on the 22nd. I guess it goes by whatever calendar you're on, because it actually, I think it begins at midnight 21st. I don't think it really matters. And this year's exact galactic alignment will take place on December 19th. Tomorrow. Just 13 hours after our December new moon, which must be tonight. I don't see anything outside. And the energy is full for 5 days leading up to the solstice on December 22nd. And so apparently something's beginning today, which is a new moon. I was just outside and I didn't see a thing in the skies, not a thing. Not a star, not a starship, not a UFO, not a drone, not a military plane. I didn't see a thing. Just blacked out. And so they'll be ritualing tonight on a new moon, too. And I like those. It's probably going to be a whole week of rituals for them. But this is what, you know, this is what they feed off of. This is their spinach. This is what gives them energy. And so what they feel energy is power to them. And so they're trying to empower and build an energy force, an energy source. And they use this kind of energy for whatever reasons they need energy for. You know, we could easily take it from them. And I've taught you how to do that. When they build up all this wicked evil energy, we just ask the Lord to take it and convert it and use it to however way he wants to. I'm not going to do anything about it this week, because let it ride. Let it happen. Let it come. Let them come. Bring it on, you know. Bring it on. Let's see what you're going to do. It's going to happen sooner or later. You know, and people scream, oh, you said there was going to be a pole flip. Well, you know what? The Lord always has to relent on his stuff, because there's always somebody out there begging. Oh, no, not now. And there's always people out there praying, Christians in a panic, and begging him not to do stuff. And then everyone else who's waiting for things to happen. And, you know, we kind of get pushed to the side for the beggars and the wimps. And that's been going on for years. And you know what? I don't know. Eventually that runs out. That's all I know. Eventually it's going to run out. Just because people aren't ready for things means everybody else should have to wait. Everybody else who's been waiting and waiting and waiting on roller coasters should be pushed off and have to wait and wait and wait and wait. That's not fair. That's not fair. And so we'll see. And I've talked about the event. For those of you who have no clue, I have a whole page on the New Age Agenda. It's sherryschreiner.com/newage.html. And they have been talking about a cosmic event that would herald in their New Age Ascended Masters. NewAge.htm, you can take the L off of that. ShuriShriner.com/NewAge.htm. And they refer it to as their cosmic event, or the event. You'll see that on YouTube videos. And that's the arrival of the fake Jesus to Earth and the fake Muslim Imam to Earth. The fake Muslim Imam will show up in, I'm assuming, Mecca to begin his fake ministry on Earth as an ascended master to the Muslims, as their 12th Imam. And the fake Jesus of Christianity will come, probably, I will assume, to the Vatican and together, the beast and the Antichrist will begin to fulfill Bible prophecy on Earth. The duo, the fake Jesus Messiah and the fake Muslim Messiah. Now, most people won't be realistic. Most people will probably embrace the fake Jesus as the real one, and the most Muslims will probably embrace the fake Imam as a real one. And that's the plans. That's the plans. Now, in Muslim prophecy, the fake Jesus is the Antichrist. In biblical prophecy, the fake Imam is the Antichrist. But if you really want to deceive the world, it is the one person who has solely just dominated the earth since his arrival and since he left. And that's Yahushua. And so I think the fake Jesus, the one coming to be playing Sananda, Esau, Emmanuel, the one the New Agers embrace as Sananda, the one the churches will embrace as Jesus until they realize it's the fake one, a big liar. I believe he'll be the Antichrist, and so Satan rules from Rome. He rules there now. And Sananda's already there, so all he has to do is come back to where he's been all along, to the Vatican. Wow, big cosmic journey. And Maitreya, egghead he is, the egghead that he is, the one coming to play the Muslim Imam, can come and enjoy his little black starship in Mecca. That's all that thing is, that black cube. And they march around this thing. These people are insane. But he's the one that's more involved with the cosmic stuff, and so that suits him more to have his little Saturn black triangle, black cube. Not black triangle, but black cube in Mecca. Because he's the one that's always been behind Mars and Saturn in space, things of this of space. He was the one who crossbred the initial Egyptians that we know have seen, the tall necks and the bird-like features. And you're thinking, are these people really real? Are these just cartoon depictions? These were all races crossbred and buying Maitreya. That's what he gets into. And so you'll see it in his own egghead when he comes, because he tried to play around with his own DNA, his own whatever, and that's what he ended up with, was that egghead. So he tries to crossbreed others to look like him. He wears that big towel on his head to hide it. It's probably why he has all of his little ponds in the Middle East wearing towels. Towel heads. But there's always either a logical explanation or a very silly one for why they do what they do. They'll say it's to keep the sand out of their hair. Well, most of them are bald. I don't have any problem keeping sand out of bald heads. So, I don't know. Anyway,
This is what we wait for. And they're hyping probably, I say to watch Thursday and Friday, because regardless of what they say, I know by calling this every December of every year, hit the repeat button, that the biggest dates are Thursdays and Fridays. And I know Christmas Eve is a Sunday night this year, which kind of throws a weird wrench into things, because that works out well for Sananda, because he wants to play the fake Jesus. And so they might, maybe they might pull something off that Sunday night. But you gotta remember that they're all different hours ahead of us. You know, like, I think Italy is about 5 hours ahead of us. I know Europe is. I have no idea about Mecca, probably a good 8, 10, 12 hours ahead of us. So time schedules are going to be a little off and a little weird. Makes those things into that pot to make things interesting. Friday is the Sabbath day of the Muslims. And so they have some kind of prophecy that their imam would arrive during prayers, which is probably kind of a metaphoric for Sabbath day, their Sabbath day. And then Sunday is just all wrong. But you know what? The churches have embraced Sunday as Sabbath days, and it's a fake day anyway. It's the first day of the week, and so Sananda could just embrace it and arrive on Sunday, and they all think, hey, we were right. Sunday's fine. Give you your little fake Messiah on your fake Sabbath. That kind of works together. Y'all know you can't count the seven. The seventh day is Saturday, and the first day of the week is Sunday. See, they do that for misdirection and to throw people off, because if you ask people what the first day of the week is, they're going to say Monday. Monday. No, it's Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. But they use this purposeful misdirection stuff, and they do it in everything they do. And so, we await. We await. I'm not getting into the whole cold weather conspiracy stuff, because it's December and it's winter time. Deal with it. It's not always a conspiracy that it's cold or that we have snow in December. We typically have snow in December. What I do find interesting is snow in Texas. I find that one interesting. I enjoyed that one the most out of all of them I've heard this week. Snow in Texas. I know they enjoyed it. And you can mark that up for the global change we're about to have, the pole flipping and everything else. Now, I've already gotten signed for the pole flip. It's just that, you know, getting the sign and the pole flip actually happening is two different things, apparently. He is holding off on that. Now, people are asking me if the 21st is the solstice, and then he's pushing 3 days of darkness, 22nd, because the solstice starts at what? At midnight, the 21st? So would that be Thursday morning, Thursday night into the 22nd? Well, let's just go 3 days and say it's Christmas Eve now, and it's dark. Okay, well, it's dark here anyway. We don't even get sunlight. I don't remember the last time I saw the sun. Even during the day, it's gray. So, okay, 3 days of darkness is what? Is that pitch black or just gray stuff we already get? I don't know. I don't know. So, they're pushing for 3 days of darkness and then the arrival, the event. So, we'll see. Cosmic event would be the Christmas Eve, the 24th,
And then you could have the church's Sananda, Jesus, arriving Christmas Eve to celebrate Christmas Day with his sheeple followers that all will flock to him because he's the fake Messiah, and that's the one they follow now. You know, that's the biggest problem I have is hypocrisy. All the hypocrisy in the churches and in people who call themselves his. All the hypocrisy. If you call yourself his, then do what he says. Do as he commands. Don't say you belong to the Lord and Jesus this, Jesus that. And follow the devil. And follow the pagan ways. And the pagan things. It's just all the hypocrisy. It drives me nuts. You know, I mentioned in my show the other day about the hypocrisy in people and how they, you know, Jesus this, Jesus that, and then every other word is profanity. And I was getting asked, what's wrong with profanity? Well, folks, we are to be righteous and holy, and we are his representatives on earth. Don't you think we should at least talk like it to represent who we are in him? Now, I was skimming through Psalms, and I've done that a million times, and I was thinking, maybe I missed something. Maybe my ancient grandfather, King David, actually has some Hebrew profanity in here that was translated. Let's see any. I'm not going to find any. You don't hear the apostles getting together or Yahushua speaking in private to anybody and having the profanities of the day translated. And there were profanities of their language and in their day, just as they are in ours. Nothing new under the sun, folks. No, they didn't speak like the hood. They didn't speak like they were city folk or country folk or any kind of folk that uses dark language. I guess you could call profane-filled language dark. Because he doesn't speak like that. And if we're supposed to represent our Father in heaven, we want to be more and more like his Son. Don't you think you should work on trying to be a good representative rather than hypocritical something? You know, I can't even say the A word on the air and he's not. I feel the brakes, like his arms coming around me to stop me from saying it. You know, I don't even know how else to say it. And I guess it's the context, you know, because it can be real easy when you're angry to use profane words when he says, like, your yay be yay and your nay be nay. And people say, well, it was in regards to taking oaths. Well, it's in regards to anything. Let your speech be clean and specific. Your yay be yay and your nay be nay. Have to add any expletives to get your point across. Be righteous. Anyway, I don't say that to judge people. I'm just saying we need to clean up our acts as a people to be good representatives of the Most High on earth. Would you talk to that? Did you talk that way to him in prayer time? Would you? If you wouldn't say it to him in prayer time, then don't say those things during the day as to, you know, speak that way and be that way throughout the day. Be real. Anyway. I don't know why people get offensive when you tell them to clean up their language. And they just start spitting hate at you all the more. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just trying to encourage you. Let's try to represent the Father a little bit better. You know, so this is the plan. The 21st is the witching day. And then and that goes for everything under a blanket. All the Asians, they're into this moon worship stuff, and because they're into that astrology stuff and Satanists and all that stuff. And then they 3 days of darkness, and then having the event on Christmas Eve. And so that's the plan, folks. And I can't tell you it's a reliable plan, because I've been yelling about this plan since, what, 2008, 2009, and it still hasn't happened. So I said he could hit the Pete and repeat button. This is just their hot time of the month. You know, after September and October, there was, you know, it's been quiet. And so, and I told you it would be quiet. Nothing would be happening. It would be quiet until Christmas, end of December, because that's their next hot moment of arrival times. They want to mimic the Star of Bethlehem. They want to mimic the huge star in heaven. And this is what I think. Blowing up some star of light in heaven. They probably have their GE electric light bulbs all up there. Okay, solar bulbs. And then they use their holographic lights and stuff, and they come down to Earth and hopefully get speared by a pinnacle on the Vatican on their way down. And, you know, something like that. But I'm sure they were trying to make it magnificent and all that stuff. I don't know if we'd see it over here. I don't know if we'd see it. It's always grayed out here, or blacked out here. And if it's night in Rome, it's probably day here. And maybe that's why they went to 3 days of darkness, so everybody's on the same light scale. Nobody has any light. That's the idea. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody has any light. And so they can arrive and the whole world can view it. Oh, let's get an approximate time, you know. Most, if America's not in bed, Europe is, you know. I don't know. We would need some noise to wake people up, make them go outside and be curious. So there would have to be some kind of noise, you know. Some kind of, hey, we're here, come out and look, you know. Maybe some rumbling, some thundering. And I know they can do that because I've gone outside plenty of times when I've heard thunder and there's nothing going on, not even a raindrop. They practice all this stuff throughout the year. They know what technology they can pull and what buttons to push when. Okay, thunder button. Okay, turn the solar light bulbs on. Boom. I would just be sitting here dying laughing. Let them do it. They're not going to fool me. And probably not too many people listen to my show. Please, fooled by these beings. But the sad part is, so many of the religious communities on both sides of the pond. Because the Muslims are expecting their imam, and the Christians, I don't know what their reaction would be, because they know. All right, Yeshua arrives at the second coming. So what's this arrival now at Christmas time? Well, what's that about? He's gonna come to Earth and revamp our economic program? What? He's going to come to Earth and redo our politics and economics and still leave all the wicked here? That doesn't sound like the man I've been reading in the Bible. So that ought to be interesting, how the churches, T.D. Jakes and them, pull that off, because, you know, they're all Masons and they're part of the script and how to deceive their congregations and their followers into believing whatever the Masons and the Illuminati want them to believe. And so they'll probably be pushing the Sananda and a mixture of Islam, which they call Chrislam. They didn't figure Billy Graham would be around for that, so they've been standing up T.D. Jakes. He was tapped a long time ago to replace Billy Graham, and y'all know Billy Graham's very high, 33rd degree Mason.
And so any man who takes an oath to Masonry takes an oath to Lucifer, the god of light, of Masonry. Oh, but it's biblical. There's a Bible in the Masonic halls. So they spit on it. Why are people so dumb? So anyway, don't expect anything from our religious leaders, because they will be promoting Sananda as Jesus of the Bible, as Yahushua Ben David, the Son of God. So it's all big lies, big scams coming, folks. And that's what you have to watch for, because these two will usher in the last and final regime on Earth, what I have called the New Age Alien Agenda. And the New World Order crowds are calling it the Purple Revolution. Probably because of Jermaine and his little purple flame. That whole New Age thing about the violet flame and the prayer of the violet flame, and then they go off into all that lingo, and I just can't stomach it. It's like listening to Catholics speak, and they have all these different lingos and orders, and it just makes it's nauseating. It's nauseating. But that's what they're going to do. This year, I don't know. This time, I don't know. If this bus, let's say next Monday night, nothing's happened, and I'm doing a show, then it will be all quiet until Passover and Easter time. That's their next huge bubble, Passover and Easter. So that's all I'm saying, just preparing you for the calendar, because this is part of their calendar. Now, Christmas is not on my calendar. I have nothing to do with that day. Monday night is the 25th. I don't know if I'll do a show or not. I might just choose to chill, since most people will be busy with family or whatever. And I get that. I get that. It's family day. Most people have off work, so they go visit family. Not necessarily because it's Christmas, but because it's a good time, because everybody gets off work. And so I get it. I do a lot of visiting usually on that day, on the 25th. And I never know if when I come home, if what I'll come home to. My house will be blown up or whatever. What exactly I'm coming home to. So this should be an interesting week. I have a show on Wednesday at noon. And the one on Friday at noon, hopefully I have something to say. Hopefully there's something going on, because Friday's like right in the middle of it. There's supposed to be announcements this week and arrests to spice things up. Trump's supposed to start flipping the ball. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And so as far as getting the ball rolling, he's not stopping it. It's not him. Because he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's saying what he's supposed to say. Everything right now is in the hands of the ones who control the event, and that's these Ascended Masters. Everything is in their hands. And so all of the arrests coming down and everything that's been scripted for the downfall of the deep state, that's what's going on right now. And so, you know, whenever they want to get the ball more rolling on that, I think they're more worried about public reaction than they are anything else. It's like, could you get us any more amused announcing that you're going to send UN peacekeeper troops to Chicago, or that you want to, which is just a nice way of saying we're going to, we're just going to warm you up first. And so they will be in Chicago eventually. I put a video out last week about the commissioner from Cook County, Illinois, who wants to commit treason and sedition, inviting UN peacekeepers. He has no authority, first of all. And the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, you have no authority to bring in troops from the UN to your city. You know, that's sedition and treason. And so maybe under all this
disclosure that's going on with Obama's entire 8 years being illegal because he has no valid birth certificate. Well, maybe they'll find out that you're not a valid real citizen either and you shouldn't be mayor of Chicago, that you're a Mossad agent, and throw your butt out of there. That's all Chicago has to do. Rise up against an illegal alien Mossad intelligence agents working as your mayor and wants to bring in peacekeeper troops because it's part of the Kazarian agenda for multiculturalism and destruction of America. Yeah. I'd like to see them get by with that. And see, you know, they can't do it without Trump's approval. So, I hate how people think they can just usurp the president of the United States and do what they want to do. Like they have this whole, and it comes from, it's the whole Obama regime attitude. We don't care that you're president. We're going to do what we want to do. That is their attitude. And that's what needs kicked to the curb. So that will be interesting that they're threatening to bring in the UN to Chicago and all this other hubbub garbage of assassinating Trump and bringing in back Obama as president. I would rather puke 1,000 times than see that man back in our country. And so this is the kind of stuff we're still dealing with. They're still trying to hold off under some kind of, oh, we still have power, we have power. You have no power. You have nothing. It just kind of makes you sick. Anyway, that'll be interesting. Watch L.A. and Chicago. Remember, I said back in 2014 and 2012, because they always had an outstanding plan to bring in Chinese troops to 10 American cities. I was told 20. I was told by one of my Washington sources back in the day when I first started talking about that the initial plan was for 20 cities to be invaded by Chinese soldiers, and that they scaled it down to 10. If they had to just start with 10, they could do 10. And so now you're looking at a kind of different revamped script where we'll disguise Chinese soldiers as UN peacekeepers is what I'm saying, because, you know, when you look at the troops of the UN and the armies of the Antichrist that are human, it's not NATO, it's not the American military, it's the Chinese military. And they will work with the alien armies of Satan. It's the Chinese. I've always said that. So watch for the Chinese to fill the ranks of the UN, because there's 1.6, 1.7 billion Chinese. And why do you think they've had the largest cloning facility in the world outside of Hong Kong? Largest. Why do they need to clone when they already have a huge population problem? Why do they need to clone anybody? Clone soldiers that aren't human so they can just throw them at America to get killed? Sounds that way to me. But anyway, just things to watch for, folks. UN peacekeepers, Chinese described as masquerading as UN peacekeepers, and 10 of our cities having
60 seconds.
So, anyway, be back on Wednesday at noon. Till then, everybody. Yabas. Yeah,